like to be around people who don't panic.
Grids that have low-cost power, low-cost energy are a really good candidate for Bitcoin mining.
Welcome to Clean Integration, a Soluna podcast. I'm your host, John Belizaire, CEO of Soluna Computing. I'm here with exciting news. We'll be launching a new season of our podcast this month. You might be familiar with the previous Soluna podcast seasons, known as The Kingdom. Here are some of our favorite moments from season one.
We're going to end up paying this anyway. Let's just say we said, okay, we're imposing a new tax, right? 10% of it goes towards climate change. And The whole world somehow magically accepts that. The thing I don't think many people talk about is one way or another, we're going to spend that anyway, right? Because we're going to spend that money to buy food, which is going to be more expensive, or to buy energy, which is going to be more expensive, or to cool the homes, which are going to be in a hotter climate, right? And so one way or another, we're going to end up paying this anyway.
But, you know, we just talked about renewable energy costs coming down. If the cost can come down fast enough, that itself will be the impetus to adoption of renewable.
Does regulation have a role in any way?
I think in the short term, regulation will have a role.
I think that one of the challenges with renewable energy is the explanation is fairly simple. I think, actually, if I can back up a little bit, it is the removal of government subsidies such as feed-in tariffs in the European regions and tax credits, which are rolling off next year in the U.S. So without those government supports, there is going to be less investment.
There's a really interesting interplay between Bitcoin mining operations and renewables, where Bitcoin can offer this sort of grid stabilization to certain power grids, right? So power grids that have a high percentage of intermittent renewables, but also low-cost power, those are the types of power grids that are really good candidates for Bitcoin as a grid stabilization tool.
As you can tell, we had a lot of fun in season one and learned so much. To be the first to know when we drop a new episode, remember to follow us on your favorite streaming platform to be alerted, and you can subscribe to our newsletter. The link is in the show notes below, along with some more information on what you've heard today. Remember to connect with us on LinkedIn by searching for Soluna and following our corporate page or tagging us on Twitter. We're at Soluna Holdings. I look forward to sharing more insightful conversations with you in season two on March 15th, 2022.